what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my meals.
It's 7 a.m. on a clear morning in March and 20 degrees below zero outside. Rich Sweet is in his kitchen in the process of what he calls gearing up.
I have to apply my base layers, the clothes that I wear underneath my jacket and my headgear, all the various layers that I wear on my head to prevent hypothermia, frostbite.
To stay warm on his six-mile bike ride to work, Sweet wears multiple layers on every part of his body, including his head and his hands.
These gloves have been through 12 years of riding and crashing and winter abuse. There are blood stains on this particular glove from about 3 years ago.
His eyes are the only exposed part of his body, so he smears Vaseline over the skin for wind protection. He even has tiny hand warmers that his wife made for him, fabric pouches full of rice that he puts in the microwave.
One of the last things I like to do is to just heat these things up one more time.
Sweet also packs food for the next 10 hours, as well as a full set of clean clothes to change into when he gets to work. The gearing up process takes more than an hour, longer than the actual bike ride itself. All this preparation seems like a lot of work, and we haven't even gotten out the door. So why do this?
A lot of it is just stubborn independence, quite honestly.
Sweet says he comes from a punk rock background. He spent his younger days going to shows and listening to Norwegian black metal. In fact, he still listens to new punk and metal bands while on his bike ride. And though he now works a regular office job at an insurance company, his life wasn't always so stable. Sweet wrote a zine about his colorful past in which he describes working grueling shifts as a dishwasher and meanwhile experimenting with drugs and being cited for multiple DUIs.
I always found myself in dire straits when I was driving. I was not a good driver. I didn't always follow the rules of the road the way I should. And there was just a little voice inside me that says, maybe you should just drop out of the driving scene.
He gave up car ownership more than two decades ago. At first, he relied on public transit in addition to his bike, until a friend issued a challenge.
He more or less shamed me into cycling for exercise and for commuting purposes. And then he further shamed me and kind of struck at my ego a little bit by telling me there was no good excuse for me not to be riding, even in the winter.
So he tried it, just to prove that he could. And soon, Sweet was hooked on the endorphins and what it did to his state of mind and his body. He even quit smoking.
I never smoked a lot, but I was a smoker nonetheless, and I tried numerous times to quit. Finally, I just decided I wanted to become a better cyclist. And July 4th, I smoked my last cigarette, and I continued riding as hard as I could, and that was more than enough incentive.
So this is one of those mornings that kind of come across the category of being a little bit repulsive. The TV said it was minus 20 right now.
Now at age 47, his life is pretty different from what it was 25 years ago. Sweet says he's healthier than he's ever been. And if biking was one of the things that helped steady his life, it's also one of the things that keeps it interesting while working full-time at a job that doesn't always thrill him.
That's where I spend, you know, between 9 and 10 hours of my day each day. So the time that I have away, it's very gratifying to be in control of what I put myself through, what I test myself with, and usually the ride in winter each way is a fantastic test.
Sweet says the right gear is important. His steel-framed Barracuda bike is equipped with studded tires, fenders, and is modified down to just one speed for simplicity. Even so, he embraces the difficulty and occasional misery of his daily commute. That's part of the reason he doesn't accept car rides to work, even when it's snowing, raining, or just really cold.
Because I take it as an additional challenge. Because I'm offered very kind-heartedly rides by so many people. Yet I want to demonstrate to them, and I also need to demonstrate to myself that this is still something that I can do. And it's kind of one of the things that I can do myself, and I can kind of retain some of my old punk rock sensibilities in that I don't need a vehicle to get me where I'm going, even under the kind of the most in this case frigid circumstances.
Have you ever not made it to work?
No, I've never not made it. I've dragged my bike through 3 feet of snow over various distances until I was able to get back on rideable blacktop.
Well, there was that time when he wiped out after his handlebar snapped in two and he had to get picked up by a friend. But that exception seems to prove the rule. Nonetheless, Sweet would like you to know that riding in winter is doable for the average person.
Anybody can ride all year round. Anybody can ride in the dead of winter. You just have to resign yourself to the fact that once you're out there, you have to complete the ride. You could call and have someone pick you up, but ultimately that's not going to be a long-term answer. The answer is to just keep pedaling.
So pedal he does, day in and day out. In just a few minutes longer than it takes me to drive across town, Sweet arrives on the Barracuda, eyelashes and scarf fringed with ice in the morning light, and heads into work. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.